Hi, this is Deacon Lauren, and I wanted to share with you what we talked about during our Zoom coffee hour following our Sunday service on January 4th. We first discussed Father Jay's sermon about finding joy in a world that at times appears dismal and not a world as we know it. As a group, we too acknowledge that the world is a bit upside down as we know it due to the pandemic, as well as political unrest and social injustices. I asked those present the same questions that Father Jay posed during his sermon. When you look for what is right in the world, what do you find? And also the question, when can you see the joy in another? One participant shared a story that she had heard on KQED about a movement to clean up trash on Kings Mountain Road in Woodside. Two kids who lived in the area and who were aged 10 and 14 decided to organize a trash cleanup day in their neighborhood. This particular story brought joy because it showed how an idea of cleaning up our planet can be started even by the youngest in our community and with great results. It is through stories such as this one and others that we can find joy and God's goodness in the world. Another person in our group mentioned that our Sacred Ground series about racial injustices has brought them joy. They admitted that the readings and videos have been challenging, but that the coming together for discussion as a small group has been enlightening and has brought them joy. We must realize that we can become what is right in the world through our actions, and that we can, through our actions out in the world, we can spread joy. Father Jay also mentioned the lyrics from the hymn, Go Tell It on the Mountain. And they say, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. When we are able to be evangelical in our love and faith of Jesus Christ, we spread joy. We mustn't be quiet in our faith and love of God. We must exude and spread joy out in the world wherever we go and with whomever we encounter. We then talked about all the new possibilities that a new year brings and what some of our own aspirations might be. I then asked the group, if you had to choose one word that you wanted to focus on in the new year, what would that word be? Some words that I offered for the group to consider included trust, respect, kindness, patience, and pause. But the one word that was by far on most people's minds was the word hope. I would like to close with a poem entitled Hope for the Future by Joseph T. Rinaldi. Today we face the trying times of heartache and pain. Many hopes and dreams are shattered, and prayers seem to be in vain. With the hope of peace diminishing, the heart has no definitive song. We've waited for an end to hostilities, but the struggle seems so long. Yet there is hope for the future. Liberty and freedom are still in command, but God will make the ultimate decisions. He will evaluate our worldly demands, and He holds the future in His grasp. Why should we despair? He mourns and counts every tear, and hears and reviews every prayer. Many blessings to you and yours this day and in the new year.